We talk a whole lot about nurturing small businesses in our country. Lots of people work for small businesses, and successful small businesses become bigger businesses. It takes a good idea or two and then a lot of follow-up for business to get off the ground. Rogue Community College has a program in place to appeal to people with ideas in the hope of helping them get businesses up and running. RCC's nurturing ground is called the Center for Entrepreneurship. Avista Utilities, the gas company for many homes and businesses in southwestern Oregon, is a partner. Steve Vincent is the Oregon Regional Business Manager for Avista and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
You have worn many hats with Avista. Lots of economic development stuff among your purview?
Yeah, it tends to be. I think that as listeners and the citizens have an expectation for what their utilities should be doing to give back to the communities that we serve, economic development tends to be one area of focus that I'm active in, and I'm involved in trying to create strategies for our region that will ultimately create new wealth and new jobs for people here in the region.
A couple of different moving pieces, obviously, to the entrepreneurship program, the Center for Entrepreneurship at Rogue Community College. How did it all get going?
So originally in Spokane, where we serve electric and natural gas, we partnered with Spokane Community College to develop a program for entrepreneurs who have an idea, a concept, a product that they're ready to launch, but they don't have time for a four-year business degree, and they need to get the Cliff Notes version of an MBA or a business degree and get ready to launch. So we had 76 entrepreneurs participate in the program, and 36 new businesses were launched over a four-year period. So half of all participants in the program launched businesses, and I think there were about 40 new jobs created out of that. So an amazing success rate, not something that you expect from sort of the traditional side of the academic house of any academic institution.
So when you say it's the Cliff Notes version, which is very clever, it's good. It's like an MBA in the Cliff Notes. Is it a place? Is it a class? Is it a series of classes? I mean, define, if you would, a little better what goes on at the Center for Entrepreneurship.
Yeah, so the Center for Entrepreneurship is designed for, I would say, the non-traditional student who has the concept, the product, the idea, they're ready to launch, but they know that there are some fundamentals that they need, and they're not going to get it through a consultant or counseling. They know they've got some classroom time that they've got to pursue. And naturally, we all kind of think, oh, what does my local community college have for me to be able to do this? And so the student comes in, and last year at Rogue Community College, it was 26 weeks once a week at the Higher Education Center of sit-down, and not the traditional lecture that we're all used to from college. You walk in with a business plan and an idea, and it's roll up the sleeve and work with the instructor and the other students to advance that business idea through design, marketing, fundraising. You know, what's your 10-year growth strategy? All of those pieces. And it's not what we are all remember, sit down, be quiet, I'm going to lecture you for the next 90 minutes, and good luck.
So this is not like DECA in high school where you're, you have to come up with an idea while you're there. These people are coming through the door with ideas already in place.
Yeah, that's the important part for any of the community colleges that we're partnering with, is for a vetting by the instructor who's going to deliver this to see if that proprietor entrepreneur has a viable idea before they take their life savings and spend it. There's one measure or metric that I think some of the small business development centers have is how many people do they keep from going into business for themselves? and so I think that's true here. This isn't for somebody who had an idea over the weekend and thinks they want to give it a try. It's somebody who's got a concept that they've been developing. They may already have pieces of a business plan. They may have pieces of a prototype in place or a service or a website, but now they know that they need the help to get it to that next level.
Given the other places that are available to help nurture entrepreneurship, we've talked to the folks, obviously, Sustainable Valley. We talked to people at incubators and a lot of programs that exist to help nurture entrepreneurs. So what are you doing at the Center for Entrepreneurship at RCC that differs from those?
Yeah, it's amazing the amount of support that we have in our region for the various programs, whether it's Sustainable Valley, even So Ready has a tag team, the Small Business Development Centers. But this is, you know, a lot of those I think are a little bit shorter term, or for Sustainable Valley, it may be, I guess, more of a an incubator approach. Within the Rogue Community College program, it has a little bit more of the academic piece of it. We are working toward students being able to complete with credit so that they can actually take this and use it for an associate's degree, or have it come into a four-year degree if they complete the program. So it's intended to be accredited. So that piece is the academic side. I'll also say that at Rogue Community College versus the other community colleges in the Northwest that are delivering this program through Avista, we've actually decided to use the counselors at the Small Business Development Center for delivery of the program versus the traditional classroom instructor that is being used at the other colleges. And so for my counterparts in Northern Idaho and Eastern Washington that are involved in this as I am, it's my hope that I beat them.
but the idea being that instead of dealing with the academic type counselors, they're dealing with people who really are in the business of helping existing small businesses.
Yeah, and that's what the Small Business Development Centers across Oregon do. They are counselors that meet with entrepreneurs even after the program is completed and students have gone on to launch their companies. Within the Small Business Development Center network, there's continuing counseling and meetings that can go on for years for anybody that's come through the Small Business Development Center. So that's one of the advantages that we have with this program.
Steve Vincent is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the Oregon Regional Business Manager for Avista Utilities. Avista, a partner in the Center for Entrepreneurship at Rogue Community College. You can join our discussion as we talk about how the Center for Entrepreneurship works. Join us at 800-838-3760 around the listening area, 800-838-3760, or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Again, you can also check us out on Facebook. We snapped a picture of Steve bright and early here this morning just as he walked in there. Everybody loves having their picture taken 8 o'clock in the morning. You notice that?
Oh, that's great.
So it's, you've gone through one cohort thus far at the Center for Entrepreneurship?
Yeah, that's right. So at Rogue Community College, we had, I think, about 10 students that went through in the last academic year. Really, the best cohort is about 10 to 15, somewhere in that range. Because, again, this is not your traditional lecture. This is students almost in a boardroom-style seating arrangement where they're going to get to work with the instructor through that evening. And I might just cite three examples of students that came out of the program who graduated in June and have already launched their businesses. There's a lady who have started a insurance company selling various insurance products, who has now expanded offices. I think she's got an office in Medford, looking at Grants Pass, even Bend, and Roseburg as well. There's a gentleman who is looking at building a long-term healthcare facility in Central Point. I think it's about a $14 million capital investment, and he's looking at about 85 to 90 employees. And so, again, this isn't just for the small proprietor who has that idea. Anybody who needs to launch a business who says, you know, I'm missing some pieces of marketing, or how to raise funds, or, you know, some of those fundamentals, and I need to go back and get that. Because we're even seeing for, you know, people who've graduated from universities coming back into this program to get some of those pieces.
You mentioned three examples. I got the insurance company and the long-term care facility. Is there another one?
Yeah, the last is Sherry Murphy of Murph's Marvelous Pancakes and Handcrafted Syrups. So this is a lady who has her own great and amazing professional background who is making pancakes on the weekends at a restaurant in downtown Grants Pass. And she has handcrafted syrups that are on store shelves in Oregon. And she knew that she needed to push her business plan further and came into the program. And so she's she's the third of five graduates who have already gone on to launch their companies.
All right, you mentioned non-traditional students right off the bat, and judging from at least two of these three examples, it sounds like these are people who've been out there for a while working in the world and needed just a little more assistance, a little more guidance, a little more shove in the right direction, and got it from the Center for Entrepreneurship.
Oh, they certainly did. Now, I'll say for the traditional student, and what Rogue Community College is doing right now is certainly making their traditional students aware of the program. But if you imagine in any of the technical programs at the community college, whether it's massage therapy or welding, there are students who don't plan to go and work for somebody. At the end of that associate's degree, they know that they're going to be putting together their own business. They're going to be their own entrepreneur and launch their company. And so that's where the traditional student would look at this as a path for launch. Is, okay, I need some of those concepts. I've got my massage or my welding or healthcare. You know, there's just so many different programs. And so there are a few students in each of those programs who don't plan to go work for anybody. They plan to open up shop and do it on their own. So this is a path for them.
And the examples you give make it clear that this is not, you don't have to come up with a radical new idea, some you know, great new idea where you can make electricity out of water and rubber bands or something. I mean, it can be an existing business by all means, but just some different way of delivering it or a niche that you can find.
Yeah, that's true. We even had, he wasn't able to continue through the program, but a local piano retailer wanted to expand and open a new store, and he came into the program and said, okay, I need some of these fundamentals just for expansion. So, you know, you really have three different market segments here. Non-traditional student with an existing business looking at expansion, somebody who wants to start, or the traditional student inside a degree program that plans to launch their own business post-graduation.
Steve Vincent, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Oregon Regional Business Manager for Avista Utilities. Avista, a partner in the Center for Entrepreneurship at Rogue Community College, and we're getting some idea of how that center works at RCC. Join us on the exchange or throughout the listening area at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. Email is jx@jeffnet.org. Check us out on Facebook. You can see Steve's picture from just a little bit ago. So, how much shaping of entrepreneurial ideas goes on at the Center for Entrepreneurship? I mean, is the acceptance of the student into the program in the first place based in part on the viability of the idea? I mean, will you tell some people, hey, no, not you, because that's been done, or there are 16 other businesses doing it, or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. There needs to be a vetting for anybody who thinks they're going to run and launch a business to find out if they have a viable concept. You know, it's a shame how many people lose life savings or second mortgages and this and that to something that doesn't have an opportunity. So there really is a dialogue between the instructor and the potential student to see if the concept they have really is going to go anywhere before they spend the next 6 to 9 months in class and realize at the end that, no, I can't fund this. There really isn't a market for this product. This isn't going to go anywhere. So early on in the first modules of the program is that vetting. And I think in our other program in Spokane, we had a number of students who dropped out early on. It was probably at the point of realization that, okay, this concept doesn't fly. I'm going to have to look for, if I want to launch my own business, it's going to have to be a different product or service, because I'm not going to go out and borrow money from my friends and family to launch something that I can't pay back.
Let us take a call. We have Pete in Grants Pass on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Steve Vincent. We're talking about the Center for Entrepreneurship at Rogue Community College. Pete, go ahead.
Okay. Steve, I just got a magazine from Exeter College in New Hampshire, and they have a program there that's called, Harkness, H-A-R-K-N-E-S-S. And a very interesting guy graduated from there and formed his own company called Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. And I think you might be able to latch up with those people and get some support. They have a good program going in Chicago, and anyway, they can tell you about it. I thought I'd mention it, and I thought I'd call during the show in case anybody else is listening that might be interested in the program, which I think is absolutely fantastic.
All right. Thanks for that, Pete. Appreciate it. So it raises a question about other programs like this. I mean, obviously you have it going already at Spokane Community College and other places around the Northwest where Avista also has offices. So not reinventing the wheel necessarily, but were you able to take the programs at the other colleges and other areas and learn from places even further out than that?
Oh, yeah, and Pete makes a great point. You know, how do we take best practices from other community colleges across the country? So with the Avista program, we started with Spokane Community College and created a curriculum, just as I've described, and replicated it at three other community colleges, including Rogue. However, community colleges across the country are all looking at trying to address the need in their communities to help startups and entrepreneurs not only start up, but be successful at that curve that's 10 and 15 years out that shows only 20% of startups are even in business, 8 to 10 years out. How do we keep that from happening? And so I think some of the fundamentals in this program are designed to really help that entrepreneur be sure that they're still in business and they haven't failed because of, you know, some missing piece of a skill set. And so, to Pete's suggestion, I made a note of the college and the program, and I'll have to go take a look at that. I'll also say that Rogue Community College and myself, we attended a national conference just a few weeks ago that is all of the entrepreneurship programs at all the community colleges across the country, and it was an amazing best practice exchange.
You mentioned that the initial cohort was handled through the Higher Education Center in Medford. Is that where the program will continue to be based?
Yep. The program will still be delivered at the Higher Education Center. And just a note about cost, when you look at the number of hours and the credits, it's about an $1,100 course. But the Rogue Community College Foundation is providing scholarships to all students, regardless of need, that drops it to, I think it's $299. I think that's the cost to go in, and people think, well, that must be easy, only $299. I can come up with that, but you sure better come with a lot of time and energy because it's work.
Well,
this isn't simply sitting through a lecture and, okay, I got some ideas tonight and I'll think about them over the week. The homework is business plan development, raising capital, all of those pieces that are necessary for success.
Your students are already elbow deep in this by the time they reach you, I have to assume.
Yes, they are. And
they probably have a lot of other money committed in addition to the $299.
Right. That's part of the vetting process. Are you really committed to doing this? And if a student says, no, this was an idea I've had over the last couple of weeks, I think there needs to be sort of further development by an individual before they want to launch into this kind of a commitment.
A question I ask a lot of people involved in the incubators and the small business development process and all the different kinds of economic development efforts aimed at smaller operations is, can entrepreneurship be taught? I mean, from your experience, is it just something you got or you don't?
I don't know if entrepreneurship can be taught. They're risk takers. They're people who are willing to take a risk. I think there are a lot of people who've been unemployed who have determined that the only way they're going to get a paycheck is to go do it on their own, just given conditions of the economy. And so that's a piece of it, too. I think that there are a lot of people running businesses that don't consider themselves entrepreneurs. They're technicians. They have an idea. And so we're throwing around this word entrepreneur a lot. But I think there are a lot of sort of chief scientists or technicians who have started companies, whether it's a bakery or it's a machine shop or an auto shop. You know, we don't think of auto shop mechanics as being entrepreneurs, but they are. They're running their own company. And I think it's a broader term than we tend to give it credit for.
I'm looking at the list of modules in the curriculum, and it's meeting twice a week for 26 weeks. It looks like six different modules altogether, and you get up to number five. I mean, a lot of the stuff is, you know, project funding, marketing plan, business plan, et cetera. Number five, though, is creating a company culture. This is interesting. I mean, how do you establish a sense of what your place is as your business grows?
Oh, I think that's got to be pretty, you know, quite a challenge. I think anybody can think about cultures they've been in that have failed, or people that exit companies because of some kind of conflict internally, or it may be, where are we taking this company? Where are we going to go? We're going to grow, or no, we're going to stay this size, and that's okay. You know, you think about people who start up companies to, you know, fund a good retirement and send their kids to college. You know, that's okay. There's a fundamental layer of our economy that represent a lot of business owners that's it. And somehow we try to apologize for that, and we don't have to. And so I think that there's a piece of culture there as well. Where are we taking the company long term?
When does the next cohort start up at the Center for Entrepreneurship?
This is going to start up in January. If anybody is interested, they can go to the Rogue Community College website and just type in Avista in the search bar. That's probably the fastest way. It might be on the front page of Rogue Community College right now. I'd have to double check. But again, it's the Center for Entrepreneurship at Rogue Community College.
Okay, couldn't have summed it up better myself. Steve Vincent is the Oregon Regional Business Manager for Avista Utilities, clearly a partner in the Center for Entrepreneurship at Rogue Community College. Steve, thanks so much for joining
us
today on the Jefferson Exchange. That'll do it for this segment. A short break. We'll come back with Garrison Keillor and the Writer's Almanac.